Welkom in de Bonsai Club. Elke zondag tussen 7 en 8.
Zo, vandaag zijn we op een heel bijzondere plaats, want we staan nu op de binnenplaats van de Heineken Experience. En wat we gaan doen is eigenlijk heel speciaal, want we gaan naar het dak toe. En op het dak, eigenlijk hebben we een afspraak met een beekeeper. En op het dak gaan we kijken naar de bijen. Dus we zijn nu alles aan het inladen. En nou, James is de beekeeper en we gaan nu op het Engels over, omdat dat wat handiger is. Zo, ja, vanaf nu ongeveer. So we are going to take the elevator to fourth floor. That's the roof, huh? Five. Yeah. It's how many meters high? I think 50. So we get a nice view of the city. That would be lovely, lovely.
And this? Oh yeah, the mirror.
I'm gonna open them first to see what's happening with them. Uh-huh. The main object is to give them food. Depending on how many bees are inside, I might move the honey chamber from the top to the bottom. There might be a little bit of honey to take away, and I will leave them with some honey. I see an attraction of bees and wasps.
Yeah.
But they only become aggressive, dangerous, when they think the queen is in danger or the brood is in danger. So now you don't have to worry. But when I open the hive, that's when you can get problems.
Oh yeah.
And I'm always... This is a smoker. We give them smoke, but I it's to make them, oh, there's a fire, so they go in the hive. So mainly I only like to use the smoker when if there's too much wind and I have to go inside. If there's too much wind and they fly out and then they're going to get blown away, for instance, then I'll use the smoke to keep them in, or if forever, whatever other reasons, keep them in. But it doesn't make them less aggressive, really. That's my personal. You give them smoke, you go in, everything's calm for a minute or two, but then they come out again. If not worse than what they already were. So it's, I'm a little bit, I'd like there to be a better invention.
Yep. So, so they have to get out. They have to get out to get you in, or no, they have to get in, or for you put some food for the bees. You put food in.
Maybe when we go close to the hive, I can show you, because this is going to go on top of the hive.
Yeah.
And they will. If this was not here, this plastic, they would go in and drown.
Oh.
Because it's like watery, sugary stuff.
Yeah.
So this is being made. So they climb in.
Yes.
And then down there's like a little ladder there. And as you can see, there's a small gap.
Yeah.
So the solution will always go in there. So then they can go down.
Oh, so then they are in. Yeah.
Yeah, but they can never be here. So
yeah.
Once I get this on, we will be safe.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
You can see, you put the solution in, and you can see them, they all come running up, and if they're hungry, it's a nice thing to see.
Yes, okay. And they make a sound if they get dangerous, right?
They'll come close to you, and you'll know that they're around you.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. We go. Off we go. Shall I take the tanks as well?
Gonna be heavy.
Yeah, it's okay. I only let them drop when when a bee is coming to attack me.
You can maybe stay there. I will put these here because there will be an attraction.
I can see the bees now. Ah, wow. Voor de luisteraar, ik ben dus bezig. Ik ben nu op het dak en we zijn bezig om te kijken naar de bee lease activiteiten. En de activiteit die hier is, is dat er een bijenkorf geplaatst is, of twee bijenkorven. Op het dak van de Heineken Experience. En de ding is dat we gaan nu één kap gaan we erboven plaatsen, zodat ze wat meer voedsel kunnen hebben. En ik ben hier met James. Hij is een van de beekeepers, dus de imkers. En hij weet heel veel van bijen. En de bee lease, die heeft dus overal op verschillende daken, dus ook op de Lamar Theater en ergens in Oost, vlakbij Eiburg, hebben ze allemaal van die soort bijenkorven uiteindelijk. En wat heel speciaal is van deze organisatie, is dat de organisatie brengt, dus de bijen die werken natuurlijk heel hard en die krijgen dan honing. En deze organisatie geeft de honing ook weer terug aan de bijen, zodat ze weer verder kunnen gaan. En sowieso het uitzicht is hier echt super mooi. En wat James net vertelde aan mij buiten de opname om, is dat elke locatie heeft ook weer een ander soort bij. Dus deze op het dak van de Heineken, die heeft dus, die heeft dus een soort wat eigenlijk iets zwakker was, maar die hebben ze weer wat meer eten gegeven. En die in de Oost, die lukte helemaal niet zo op het begin. En toen zijn ze erachter gekomen dat dat weer te maken had met de vibraties van het geluid. Dus we zijn nu, hebben we de nieuwe voedsel, hebben we hier voor ons staan. En die gaan we dan brengen bij de bijen. Dus, maar dat gaat James zelf doen, want het is een beetje gevaarlijk ook. Omdat het natuurlijk toch bijen zijn, dus... ik ga nog even op een afstandje staan.
So if you want to come closer?
Yes, I want to try. I would like to try. If they are, I think they are very busy at the moment, the bees.
Yeah.
Both of the hives have a queen. Okay. Yeah.
If there's no queen, it's a problem.
Yeah.
If there's no queen, then it's over for them, really. In the summertime, we always have queens what we can use. Now we don't. So if we find a hive with no queen, most of the time, it's over. What we do sometimes is if we've got a small family with a queen, we put them together.
Yeah, but then you have two queens.
No, sorry. What I meant to say was, when there's a family with no queen at this time of year, we don't have extra queens to put in, so we'll pick a small family and put them together.
Yes, and how does a queen decide where she wants to go?
What do you mean?
Well, like now it's a little bit artificial, not really artificial. You try to make it as less artificial as you can, but like in nature, how does a queen bee does decide where she wants to live?
It's not so much the queen bee, it's more the called worker bees. They're all female. The males don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
The worker bees will decide, okay, we're not happy here. There's not enough food in the area.
Oh, it's
The house is too small because we're growing too fast. So they're the two main reasons that they will want to fly away.
So
as a beekeeper, you've got to make, it's difficult to produce food in everywhere, but you've got to make sure they always got enough space.
Yes, and if they fly away, how do they decide where they land again?
What they normally do is, if they want to leave, they will fly away, and only a couple of meters, they will form a truss.
Yes.
Where the queen's in the middle and all the bees are protecting her, and then you have scouts would fly away looking for a better home. 9 times out of 10 that never happens, so they will die.
Yes.
They can last a couple of days, they have enough food in them for 3 days, so they can last. They could go on that drain pipe, let's say, depending on where the wind is and the rain, so they would just stay there hoping that the scouts will come back and say, come on, we found a new house. Most of the time it doesn't happen. They want like an old tree, what's rotten in the middle, you know, hollow, so they can, but there's none of them in hollow no more, so
yeah.
That's what they look for, that's what they want. I've made 2, I call them swarm hotels, I've made 2 up to now, no success. I put a bit of lemongrass inside, because that's supposed to attract
the bees. Yeah.
And I've put them close to where there are a lot of beehives, but up to now it hasn't worked. It was just an idea, and it might work one day. At least if they do go inside, we can save them.
Yes, but in former days there were rotten holes in trees, or
yes.
Why did they disappear?
Too many people, too many houses, too many buildings.
Ah, so it's we cut it all away, actually.
It's all our fault.
Yeah. It's all our fault, and it's quite not so nice, because we get a lot from the bees, I thought. They do a lot for nature.
They pollinate 60-70% of flowers, of vegetables. They do all the way. In a hive, there's sometimes 30,000 bees. A queen can lay 1,000 eggs a day if the environment is good.
She's so productive, yeah.
It's a lot of work. A bumblebee does a small amount of pollinating. A butterfly also does a small amount. Compared to these go out in the thousands.
Yeah. Wow, they are really productive. So is there because now you do the bee lease, but is there also a thing that people in the city can do to get the holes in the trees back, or is there something to do?
Good question. What I would say is there needs to be, this could be full of plants.
That people take care of having a lot of plants to...
It also produces, it's a good habitat for other insects. Insects, it's all a big circle, isn't it? With no insects, there's no food for the birds, you know, so it's a vicious circle. But I would say there's a lot of waste space where plants can be.
Yes, so actually the solution would be to produce plants on the rooftops, actually.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep them watered. There's a building, you see it from the A-team? It's a bit famous in Amsterdam. That was one of the first to have plants on the roof. I don't know the name of it now. It's sort of close to Amstel Station, and you can see it from the A-team.
Ah, yeah. Okay. I don't know which building it is, but I know from some of the hotels, they have it on the rooftop, like American Hotel has plants on the rooftop.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few in Saudas where there's 2 beehives, what we have, 4 beehives, 2 different locations, and they have that, what's it called? It's got a special name, it only grows this high. You don't have to really water it. But it's all over the roof.
Grass. No, not grass, because then you know where it is.
It's a quite thick, fatty leafed plant.
It's a Eastern Indian kersh. India's a kersh.
It's good insulation.
Yeah.
So it keeps the sun out, keeps the warmth in, but it's expensive.
So it isolates.
But it's not really good for bees. I see a lot of ladybirds on them type of roofs more than this type of roof.
Yeah.
But it's
Yeah, but then you have to get a system to water your flowers. Well, rooftop then.
Those type of plants, they can survive in the desert.
Yeah, but then the bees don't survive. So because there's not so much flowers in it, and they need flowers, huh?
That is true. It's just it's good to look at. It's good insulation. I have noticed a bit of a flower bed on one of the roofs, because if you have that, then you will go further and just, you know, the stuff that I'm talking about, I can't think of the name. The soil, it's only this thick. So not many flowers or plants will, you know, you need something with a bit of depth. But they've made like an island with flowers on. So, yeah.
And they did it in the Zuidas, you said?
Yes. One of them is on the roof of Soms.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And the other one is Accenture. Mm-hmm. Accenture is 17 stories high.
Wow, that's really high, yeah. So that's
bees
also
use,
when it's so high, then.
Use that. Yeah. The wind, what's it called? The
wind?
What wind does?
Yes,
the
wind.
The bees use that as a natural lift.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, wow. And why do the bees always treat their queen so nice?
Because without the queen, they're not going to survive.
What does the queen do?
From the beginning to the end, the queen will go out, get fertilized, mm-hmm. come back. That can happen a few times in the space of a week, depending on the weather. And then she will just stay in the hive, laying eggs.
Oh yeah, she's the one who just...
They will starve her if they want to fly away somewhere.
Yeah.
Starve her so she can fly, because then she's not so heavy. And they also feed her every day. They do everything. They look after her.
Yeah, but they cannot lay eggs.
No, but when a hive doesn't have a queen, one of the worker bees will start laying eggs, but it's always unfertilized, so they become male.
Oh, okay, yeah. And why the male bees are not in the game of this all?
Why aren't they in the game?
No, they are in the game, but why are they not with the female bees now, at the moment?
If this was the middle of summer, there would be, let's say, a lot of male bees
on the other side.
In a place, in a tree.
It's like separate.
It's not separate. They will live in hives, but they will go to trees, and the queen bee, when she's a virgin, will come out, go to a place where there's male bees waiting.
Yeah.
She will fly as high as she can.
Yeah.
And it's only the, what they say is 7-8 bees, men, will fertilize here. The strongest, the ones what can get as high as she can get.
Yeah.
So that's nature's way of...
So they are only, they are only for,
Only for mating, the males.
Yeah.
They do nothing else. They hang around. In the winter, when you open a hive, there's no males. Well, they just hang around and do nothing and eat the food. So you get kicked out beginning of winter because they're worthless.
Yeah.
They die in winter.
When they fly up and fertilize the female, they die straight to the queen. They die straight away. That's the price they pay. And they will die off naturally. Well, naturally, they're getting kicked out most of the time, so it's a lack of food. They won't necessarily get killed, attacked. I haven't seen that. I do see a lot of when there's a fight over food, you really fight each other to the death. Female bees, it's the females what do everything. They do the fighting, the feeding, the cleaning, the going out, they do everything.
Yeah.
It's not like that in the real world.
Not anymore. nice enough. So
well,
maybe
we men do hopefully do things human way as I meant to say.
Yeah. So maybe we can get a bit closer.
What I can do is open one now.
Yeah, maybe.
Gradually do it, and let's just see if
how they react.
Pay attention to me too much, then I will
bring the head.
Yes,
bring the head. Yeah.
Put the protection on.
Yes, and let's say if they get aggressive, then I turn around and walk away, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try not to do this.
Yeah.
Because they think I'm getting attacked, he'll come back and attack you. Just try to slowly and just walk away.
Yeah, good. So, but it's a sunny day, so.
Yep.
Okay, nou gaat het open, dus nu kan ik ook de bijenkorf zien. Heel veel bijen hier. Ik vind het eigenlijk doodeng, maar goed, maakt niet uit. Oh, they are fighting, or no, the. It's a wasp. He takes the bee man. Wow.
That's not probably a dead bee, is it? Because they will probably eat that.
Wow. It's really rough nature here, huh?
Okay.
Now it's getting open, so I'm very curious what I will see. And again, I think it's very.
I don't think I'm going to open it while you're here and while I've got no protection on.
Yeah.
I can take these away, but actually, we can open it. If there's no holes in this plastic. You will be able to see the bees.
Yeah.
Without coming into danger.
Yeah.
There might be a small hole in the plastic.
But there are also there are some sun energy on the rooftop of the.
That's for this device.
Yeah. Yep.
We have this device.
Twice.
Signal and we can be at home and we can see. You can see here three wires. We can see the temperatures inside.
Oh, it's totally. Oh, okay. So it's so if it's not going okay, then you can go to the roof and then take care of the bees again.
Then we know it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you also have a webcam?
Try not to get too close to the opening.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's just where they're flying in and out. So.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yeah. Good. Wow. Wow.
You can come here, it's safe, and you can look. Do you want to look? Come on, let's say it's safe. You can look inside.
Boven het dakje van de bijenkorf wordt er afgehaald. En je ziet nu...
10 bees.
Yeah.
When I open it, there's 10,000.
Yeah, so now you see the bees working in the bijenkorf. I go a little bit... But if you open it, then there will be 10,000. 20,000. Yeah. Good. So now you're gonna give them food, right?
No, I'm gonna open it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if there's honey. This is the honey chamber. This is these two brood chambers.
Yeah. So.
This is busy. So this will be, I think, full.
Full.
Too full.
Yeah.
I'll put the honey chamber at the bottom to give them space.
Yeah.
And then we take that away again in March, April.
So now you do an extra layer on it, or a new layer on it. So it's really busy,
yeah?
They like it there.
Yeah.
There's something in there what they like. I think it's honey.
If you look close, no, they're not coming for the honey. Some of them are bringing pollen, you know. See that one just went in, then you can see the yellow one that look quick. Do you see that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When they land, see the yellow on the knees?
Yeah. It's...
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There, one moment. There's one bee who really loves me. I'm going to walk away a bit. This way?
I think it's gone.
Yeah.
If you look close, if you didn't say, you can see the pollen. Yellow, orangey color on the knees. When they land, you can see they're bringing that inside.
They
will still be collecting nectar now, not so much.
That's the flowers. That's what they get from the flowers. But it's so busy there. There's so many, not so many, of course, because there are 20,000 in, but I see now already 30 out, going in, going out. What are they doing?
So fast they fly out. The foraging, the bringing stuff back, and the ones that are going out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know, but if a bee finds where there's enough nectar, they will come back. You can see it on YouTube. And they go inside the hive and they do a it's called a buy-in dance, a bee dance.
Yeah.
And the bees can tell, even though there's no sun in there, they know where the sun is. And it's by angles. The scientists have proven it. And they also, by doing this dance, whether it's harder or softer, it's something, then they know where to go, how many meters, how many, that's how they communicate.
Wow.
So if you get 10 kilo of honey and put it in the trees over there, if one of these finds it, it'll come back, and after 20 minutes, you'll see
everybody going.
They communicate.
Wow. Yes. Interesting. But do they, because we did some honey, no, that's, yeah, there's one who really loves us, huh? He goes after us, after us.
Okay. I want to open the hives now.
Maybe it's better that we stand here then.
Yeah?
Yeah? Better. Then I will describe what I see. Yep. So you first do your coat on. Yeah.
I'm just always. Maybe I should deal with the small one first.
Yeah.
Because when I deal with the big one, there's a good chance I'm taking the honey chamber off. I'm putting that below, so it's a big disturbance. There will be thousands of bees, so I would stand there and get ready to go further away if you feel that you're in danger.
Yeah, okay, so then maybe we stand a little bit back. Yeah. Okay, then we're going to describe what we see. Yeah, okay, yeah. So we stay a bit.
So we will be looking at these.
Yeah, and otherwise we can walk through the roof to the bears.
And are you going to put these on top of the bigger one? Okay.
On top of two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I will do with this, I think I'll do this one first. I'll take the top brood chamber away. I'll take two frames either side of the bottom. It's what we do because in the winter they never walk over them, so they collect fungus. So we take basically the two bottom outside ones, we take them away.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm curious what we will see. Excellent.
You will see a lot of bees.
Wow.
I would say you'll be impressed. It's an amazing sight. It's just shame you couldn't. I brought this.
Yeah, for me, huh?
You would be okay. Your arms are not protected.
No.
Can I ask if anybody is allergic to bees?
No, I'm not allergic, but I'm nervous actually. Okay, but we will try because we can always walk out of the roof to the bear. If it's not working.
But if you are looking here and you think, oh, I want to look closer, you'll have to put this on.
Yeah, good. I will put that on.
Do you know how to put it on?
Just throw it over my head, right?
No.
Okay, good.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, I want to do it. Well, I put it here.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Now,
yep.
What can happen is if there are too many here, and most probably.
Yeah, okay, but I want to have my headphone on.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were. Yeah. Go on. Can you do it now?
hope.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure that the see, yep. if this is touching your face, then he can sting you.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Good.
Now it looks good. There's a small possibility they might go underneath.
Inside. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. But
it's a small possibility.
Yeah, and I think I will not stay so close. So I try, but for the sound, I want to have the sound of the bees as well. So you take the smoker to, if it's needed, you can use it.
I think I'm gonna light the smoker. You never know, just in case, because if there's an emergency, at least I can smoke them, and most of them will go back in.
Yeah, then they go back in. You put smoke on, and they go back in. I didn't do perfume on, because I thought maybe they like it. I have this really nice perfume, but if I go to the other bee lease location in the North Oostpolder, then if I put it on, they all come to me.
Yeah, you better off without it.
Yeah. So you put on the fire for the smoke system, then you can use it if they get aggressive. Yeah, mostly in danger women get aggressive, huh? It's also with the bees, but also with the human beings, I think.
Using a few bay leaves because the smell is very nice.
What? Oh, it's laurier. It's laurier. Yeah. Oh, nice. I like laurier so much.
I also use a bit of
smoke.
It's hemp. I think it's the waste from hemp.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, the stem.
Okay. So there's a fire on it, and then after it will. Oh yeah. Wow. Oh, smells lovely, jovely. But how? I will talk later about it. We're now in a concentrated kind of scene. Also, your hands. You're protecting your hands, of course.
Yes, sometimes. You don't have to, but it's best to be safe than sorry.
That's with everything.
Yes.
So then you do the jerrycans, and that's what's in the jerrycans?
It's 80 something percent sugary solution.
Oh, they like the sugar, of course.
It's called Trim OB.
Trim OB, yeah.
Trim OB.
Yeah, extra sugar. Okay, I will stand here. And for the listeners, ik sta nu ongeveer 3 meter er vandaan. I will stand here, yeah? Is that okay?
I would say a little bit, I would ask a little bit further back just in case.
Yeah, in case they are wanting to have the food so much that they get in one time at my head.
No. What happens is, I open the hive, if they're hungry, they will come out aggressive.
Yeah.
When you give them the food, once they realize there's food there, then they'll be calm.
Yeah. They're like human beings, actually.
Yeah, if we were hungry, we would become hangry.
Yeah. Then we get angry.
You don't have a word in Netherlands called hangry?
Yeah. No, it's not calling hangry, but we use it.
Okay.
Okay. So, now, wordt de bijenkorf wordt geopend, dus je hebt allemaal laagjes en in die laag, dus je kan er flexibel erop zetten en er wordt aan de ene kant wordt er rook opgedaan, waardoor die bijen eigenlijk ook een beetje gestuurd worden. Dat de roker die is mee, dat op het moment dat ze heel agressief eruit komen, dat ze gewoon te laat of gewoon te hongerig zijn, te laat gegeten hebben of te hongerig zijn, dan nou wordt het dak geopend. Wauw. Het knaspert ook echt gewoon. Omdat er gewoon. Ze maken gewoon. Ja, dus er gaat nu één laag wordt er van afgedaan. En het is eigenlijk een beetje de vraag hoe ze dan naar buiten komen. En James, de beekeeper, hij heeft handschoenen aan en een heel pak. En ik sta nu ook zeg maar op dit dak met een heel pak aan. Of in ieder geval, mijn bovenkantje is helemaal beschermd. Ja, dat gaat er nu af. En ja, ik mag eigenlijk niet dichtbij, omdat we nog niet weten hoe die bijen eruit gaan komen. Oh jee, ja, zie je. Het is nu al zover. Er zit één bij en die houdt echt zoveel van mij dat ik even heel veel afstand ga nemen. Dus, is die weg? Ja, ik denk dat hij de honing van de vorige keer ruikt of zo, ik weet niet. Hij is weg toch? Oh, het is een wesp. Oh, balen. Zit hij in mijn tas?
Nee.
Oh, hij is niet in mijn tas. Ja, want net zagen we ook al zo'n stomme wesp zo'n bij helemaal opeten. Wauw, kijk nou joh. They have enough food, so I can, yeah. So how can you see that they have enough food? Oh, you see it, of course, yeah. Yeah. Wow, it looks so beautiful. Yeah. I don't smell it, actually, because... Yeah, wow.
Try not to do that
because... No. But I'm a bit afraid, actually. It's a natural reaction. Wauw, daar is een latte. Ik ga toch iets verder staan, want dat is een beetje eng. Ik vind het allemaal een beetje eng, eigenlijk. Oei. Now I want to help, actually. Zo. Echt, jongen. Wil je deze aan? Dan kan je even kijken. Ja, het is echt wel zo eng, hoor. Ze komen gewoon naar je toe.
En net pak, dat is waar honing op komt te zitten, toch?
Ja, volgens mij wel, maar... helemaal, ja, volgens mij is hij nu de honing aan het wegschapen. Ja, they are okay?
Ja.
Ja.
Ja, laat je het eten. Don't come too close, or if you do come too close, you know now when to move away.
Ja, yeah, they want to, they want to see who I am, ja. Yeah.
Die bak die hij nu vast heeft, daar zou hij dat extra voedsel in doen.
Ja, klopt. Ja, dat is het einde. Dus heeft hij al de honing eruit gehaald en in die ene bak met het telefoonnummer gezet. En dan, ondertussen voor de luisteraar, wij staan nu al weer flink wat meters afstand. Omdat ik durf het gewoon echt niet. En nu gaat het voedsel erin en het dak erop waar het voedsel in zit, volgens mij... Oh nee, nog niet. Wauw, maar het is echt zoveel. Er zijn zoveel bijen bij hem. Mm-hmm. Dat je dat durft, joh. Yes. Dak zit erop. Dus het is nu wat veiliger. Dus, maar, nou ja, goed. Dat heb ik al een paar keer herhaald. Dat ga ik niet nog een keer herhalen. Oké. Wij blijven gewoon hier staan, denk ik. Hè?
Ja.
Ja.
Nog wel even, in ieder geval.
Ja, tot de bijen gekalmeerd zijn en lekker aan het eten zijn, blijven wij lekker hier staan. I press zero.
Okay, so...
It's getting green as well.
Oh, now we're on
four. Maybe we do minus one.
It's either minus one or nil, because nil says exit suppliers, and we are suppliers.
Yeah, suppliers of honey. Yes, but then they are extra active if they if it's dead.
So yeah, they were great. They were great compared to what I brought with the last week. They were great.
Yeah,
I haven't been stung.
Hmm.
I haven't been stung. Normally they're going in my jacket, up my legs.
Yeah.
That's what happened 3 days ago. Okay, they were lovely. They had a lot of excess food, so then...
Then there's not nothing to worry about.
But,
do they smell like that I'm different than you? Do they smell that?
Good question, and I don't know the answer. It is maybe possible.
Yeah, or notice that there's two persons extra. Maybe. No. You alright?
I would really love that it was like that. Okay, in my eyes, I do nothing wrong to them. All I do is look after them.
So if
they had the brain and knew that, and every time I came, here's that beekeeper what doesn't want to do us no harm, then they wouldn't want to kill me. So I strongly believe that's not the case.
But for how long are you a beekeeper?
Only the last 3 years.
Three. But how did you roll into that?
Stopping smoking. when you stop smoking, I had to do something. I do a lot of gardening. I like gardening, and I thought this is maybe interesting. And
yeah. It's great. So you jumped in the project of the bee leaf.
Asks a lot. It's everything what I like, you know. It asks a lot. It asks a lot from me. I like it. I must like living on the edge. That's great. Really.
Yeah. But also hard work, you said.
Yeah. Now. And also March, April.
Yeah. Now because.
You have to give them space. Now because you've got to get them ready for winter.
Yeah. And how do you get them ready for winter?
We should normally test for Faroe mite, but I will do that. What I've decided about 2 weeks ago, we've seen there's a bit of an alarm. Half of the hives have not got enough food. Getting them ready for winter, we have a new system. We use CO2, we gas them in a tube.
Yeah.
So they don't die, but they are, let's say, paralyzed for 5 minutes or something. But also the mite is the Faroe mite. It's a big problem with honeybees.
Yeah.
It's a mite, basically, what's living on the honeybee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you leave it alone, it will kill
the family. So they are away for 5 minutes and then they don't have the mite anymore.
No, it's a test. To test, we take about 200 bees out the hive, stick them in this see-through jar, give them the CO2. They're paralyzed. Also, the mites are paralyzed, so the mites will fall to the bottom. We can count how many. We have anything over 12, 13. We have to treat them with mirin, so...
Yeah, okay.
Anything under that, which has been the case.
Yeah.
We don't. It's better than just... treating them, because when you treat them with mirin, sir, it also kills a lot of the microorganisms in the beehive. It doesn't kill the bees, kills most of the mites, but it also affects the microorganisms.
So you don't know how they.
Now we are quaking. I don't know the English word. Now we're quaking smaller bees, because the bees are smaller, the Faroe mite has less chance to develop.
In the vacht,
you see in the cells.
Yeah.
Instead of 21 days, it will become 19 days, so you'll get a lot less Faroe mite in the family. And we've succeeded this year. We never really succeeded last year. There was a bit of a mix-up with things.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we've imported a few queens from Bulgaria.
I
wouldn't say they were great, but okay.
But it looks like you have a lot of knowledge about it. How do you come...
I'm looking after nearly 100 beehives. If I count the quaking...
Yes.
It's a small shoebox-sized. Then it's more than 100 every year, but that only lasts for maybe 6 weeks in the summer. That's when we're quaking the smaller bees.
Yeah. So you're busy with it day and night, actually.
Now, yeah. I was... busy from 9 in the morning to 6 in the night, Saturday and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, yesterday. I promised a friend I had to help him, so I helped him. I've been busy since this scare. Okay, I'm still busy before that, but since the scare, it's better that I work fast. It's better that I knew I had a good idea, these would not be starving.
Yeah.
So these have been left to one of the last.
Mm-hmm.
We have bees in Hoofddorp. I visited them last week. We have bees New Slotin. I visited them. They were, one of them in New Slotin was nearly on the verge of, it's over, they were that hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to feed them and bring them back to life, because that's what happens. You see them next day and they're all full of energy. But
yeah.
You open the hive and they won't even come to get you because they're weak.
Yeah.
They're hungry. And with that device, it does help. We've only had it for a year, but I'm learning. And what I've noticed is it never gave me no real alarm. They haven't got enough food.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe next year I can try to work it out, because it's what I've seen, it's a matter of degrees. 34, 35 is the degrees of the brood.
Yeah.
And normally, let's say now there's 4 or 5 frames of brood, but the outside frames are still giving us 34-ish. So an idea was to lower the node, the sensor, lower that further, but because most of the heat rises, so it's spread over, so it, in my eyes, it's difficult to see with these things where the brood is or isn't. You'll get an idea if there's no brood. But even with the men brood, that's supposed to be 5, maybe more degrees lower, and I'm not seeing that.
Okay. So you're constantly busy with it, actually, in your head as well, like
I am
calculating.
I'm dreaming bees. I was staying in a townhouse a couple of weeks ago, and it was raining in the middle of the night, and I really woke up thinking that was a weird dream. It was as if I was in a, I know it sounds a bit mad, don't record
this. No, it's nice to.
I was a bee, and I was being protected, you know, weird.
Yeah.
In my dream, I was a bit of a bee. I'm sleeping.
You're one of them. You become one of them. Yeah. So, if people or companies want to be part of the bee lease project, what do they have to do? Do they have to call the number of the box or
the website?
Oh, there's a website. Okay, bees. And
spelled in English. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
Because we're in Holland. Nothing to do with me.
No, but I will explain. A lot of people in Holland, they talk English, but they talk double Dutch like I do.
So the way it Belize.
The organization is Belize. So the website is www.
Belize. Dot. Spelled the English way. B double E.
Belize. And then dot.
Belize.nl.
.nl, ja, that's the strange thing, bilies.nl, ja. Oké, dus voor bedrijven, voor companies who have roofs.
An interest in, yeah?
You can contact the bilies organization, and I have the feeling you really take good care of the bees.
I try, because then they take good care of me.
Yeah.
If I'm not nice to them, I've noticed they're not nice to me. If I close the lid and I kill 5 or 10 bees, a smell must get given off, and then the next time they're angry.
Oh yeah? Do they do that?
That's what I see. If I'm rough with them, they're rough with me.
Yeah, they have a community software then.
But what I've noticed, if you kill, let's say one is okay, if you start killing 5 or 10, you see the aggression
getting high.
Get higher.
Oh wow. Yeah, they have kind of community software then.
There's something, I don't know, I wouldn't know what to call it, but there's definitely something.
Yeah, just like the angle of the sun, what you told. Like,
yeah,
they're quite complex kind of
really, yeah. I was watching animals. An English program last week about bees.
They didn't cut away anything?
there was no swear words in it, no.
Okay.
It was interesting. They were saying a bee saves its energy when it goes to a flower. It can tell there's already been a bee there, so there is no nectar in there.
Oh, they know already.
this sixth sense. They've got this, okay, I won't waste my energy even looking in there. And they'll go. I think it's something to do with static.
Static? What's that?
Static, you know, when you rub a balloon and then you hear.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's something to do with that. The flower is maybe positively charged, and when the bee goes in, it becomes negatively charged, and they can sense that or see that.
Yeah.
It's something like that. I don't know exactly. I'm not scientifically
into it. Yeah. It's like more the world that opens. Yeah. And what can we learn from the bees?
You'll have to come back to me next year.
Okay. Yeah.
From the bees, we need to keep them alive, we need to keep them busy. We need to stop using so much pesticides and insecticides. I do think it's getting better, but yeah, there's something what I have in mind, what I don't want to be quoted on, so I'm not telling you.
Okay, yeah, so let's try.
I don't know. You know, there's always two sides of the coin, and it's easy for beekeepers to say, oh, it's the farmer's fault with the pesticides and insecticides. You know, there's two sides to the coin. And if I be really honest, then...
Well, yeah, actually, what you say is nature can do everything if nature is nature. Something like that, I think. I told now, maybe.
No. Well, you know, with the bees, they say nature should be left alone. These bees can't be left alone no more. Maybe they could thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have what's it called? Like what we do to a cat and a dog.
Sorry?
We have done to honeybees what the same we've done to cats and dogs, domesticated them. You can't let a dog. Dogs years ago would look after themselves, wild. Now they can't, we've domesticated them. It's the same with these. These looked after themselves years ago. Now they can't.
Yeah.
So we've got to look after them. It's our. I don't know that it's our fault, but we've created that. Whether we like it or not, there's nothing we can do about it. That's the way it is.
It smells really nice in your car. It's,
you know what's the nicest smell? This propolis.
Mmm.
They use it.
Oh, yeah.
It has a very good, what's it called? Healing qualities.
Yep, they heal.
They use propolis in creams and
oh.
We don't make much use of it. I am collecting it when I see it. The bees produce it as a byproduct.
What is the name?
Propolis.
Propolis. I don't know it. Maybe I can take a bit home. Then I can take it. Or do you have to? Does it have a bijwerking? Well, you say you don't smoke anymore, so I ask, does it have other
hallucinogenic effects?
Yes.
Who knows?
Okay.
I'm not sure, but they use it in creams. Propolis, you know, skin creams.
It smells not sweet, but like authentic. Yeah, it's a special. Yeah. Oh, they're still around, the little animals.
Yes, sometimes I go home and the kids...
The kids don't like it then, huh? They...
Scared.
Yeah, I can understand that, man.
The one.
But did you have a lot of honey now? Yeah.
He will go back home, yeah. This was full.
Okay. And where are you going now?
I think I'm going to go to the Lamar. It depends
what
time it is.
Oh, I thought you already were in the Lamar. The Lamar. I thought you first went to the Lamar.
No,
you choose to do it different way around.
I wanted to meet you and...
Yeah.
This is easy to park. The Lamar is difficult to park.
Yeah. Okay, well, then maybe... Oh, yeah, you take the honey, of course. And I have the pakje. I have the suit. The suit. 230?
Maybe I won't go.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe I will go and just deliver. I might go and do it.
Yeah, you go to the Lamar and then I think I skip. If you don't mind. I skip. I'm afraid.
Do you have a rope?
Yes, I have. But I don't have it with me, the rope.
That's what you do when you skip.
Yeah.
That's skipping. So
yeah.
If you want to skip, you have to.
Yeah, I skip at the Lamar. Yeah, I know. I skip. I don't skip the Lamar. I skip at the Lamar. Yeah.
You skip the meeting for the Lamar.
Yeah. I think I really would like to see the roof over there as well, but we'll talk later, and I will see it later maybe. I think it's very, very interesting how quiet you can be with the bees.